the thing about Gerrard and Lampard is, what if Lampard was so much better than Gerrard, why did Mourinho want to buy Gerrard?
He wanted to buy Gerrard.
Yeah, he tried to buy him twice.
Really?
Yeah. He tried to buy him at Real Madrid, actually, as
he
well.
Almost, he was this close to going, wasn't he?
After they won the Champions League in 2005.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to re-sign his contract.
Yeah, so he was really close, and he just said he made a U-turn, you know, and I guess the way he looks that I can win all those trophies at Chelsea, which he would have won.
Oh, if he had a time machine every day.
I don't know. I think if he looked back on it now, I still think he'd go, do you know what? I might not win a league title with Liverpool, but winning one would have meant more with Liverpool than winning 2, 3, 4, 5 with whoever else.
And he came so close last year, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
He's still likeable. Do you know what I mean? I said he's all right. He's still likeable. He's obviously a good captain.
I don't like him. I admit he's a good footballer, and I don't like him. I can't give you any reasons now.
I've just decided I don't like him, but I haven't come up with reasons yet.
I don't know what it is, but it's one of those things. I just don't like him.
I met him once and he hugged me and he told me I smelled different while I was awake. That's why I don't like him.
The North Tower immediately went on fire. A few moments ago, the South Tower was also hit by a plane and went on fire as well. So the pictures that you're now seeing are both towers of the World Trade Center hit by passenger planes. The first plane shortly before 2, which is 9 a.m. in the United States.
Reports such as this BBC News broadcast at around 2 p.m. on September 11th, 2001, is how many people would first come to learn of the horrors taking place in America. I was still unaware. I can't even remember that part of the day. I know where I was. I was in school, back in Killarney, County Kerry, Ireland, thinking about the Liverpool-Boa Vista match that myself and my father were to watch together that evening. When school ended, myself and my sister were picked up at the school gate by my mother, who was going to take us to our piano lessons at 3:30. Still at this point, we didn't know. The radio wasn't on in the car, so we discussed how our days had been. It wasn't until we got to a class at the community centre in town that we first heard. The teacher asked my mother, had she heard? My mother had no idea what she meant. That was when she told us. That's when my memory of the day becomes clear.
It's like a 15-minute documentary, so what are your expectations out of the documentary?
Well, it's a difficult question, really, what my expectations are, because, well, you have to be very realistic. I know for a fact I'm not going to gain a dad. I know that. Of course I'm not.
So you don't think you're going to, like, after the documentary, you don't think you're going to, like, build a relationship with him out of the documentary?
Well, I've maybe a card at Christmas. I can't imagine it, you know? I mean, we haven't really spoken in 21 years. I can't really imagine. I'm definitely not going to get a dad out of it, and I don't really know if I'm going to get a friend out of it, because I just can't really see any more conversation happening. But I'm also going over to meet my half-brother as well, who I've never spoken to, and Si's son, Jake, is my half-brother, and I'm going over to meet him, and that's kind of like...
When did you find out about Jake?
I've known about it for a good while. I just knew about it. Like, my mother would just say these things and I'd go, yeah, all right, fine, whatever.
Going forward, created chances. Ramsey got the goal in the 79th minute and you felt in those last 10 minutes there was still plenty of time for Arsenal to get the third goal to take them through. A fantastic save from a Giroud shot following a Crisola free kick, rather. Nearly gave Arsenal that third goal, which would have seen them through. But ultimately, Arsenal were to rue the mistakes of the first leg.
The Stone Roses toured briefly in the US and England, but in 1996, Squire quit the group, releasing a statement describing his departure as the inevitable conclusion to the gradual social and musical separation we have undergone in the past few years. The Stone Roses continued on for another 6 months, but called it quits after a performance at the Reading Festival, where Brown appeared visibly drunk. But after the British newspaper The Sun published the story on the 14th of October 2011, citing that the Roses had signed for a series of gigs across the UK, rumours again began to circulate. On the 18th of October 2011, the Stone Roses announced the end of a 15-year split. The band is scheduled to play an extensive world tour in 2012, and that a new album is planned. The Stone Roses' return was met with mass hysteria, with 150,000 tickets for the two shows sold out in 15 minutes. The Stone Roses have been well and truly resurrected. The Stone Roses are a British music institution. They mean so much to so many people that grew up with them and believe in them. They are not typical rock stars. They live like you and me, they think like you and me, they are just like you and me. The Roses of Manchester live on.